Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a line drive off the glove of Gagne, and into shallow left field. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Wilson reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Wilson scores. Bordick moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin hits a pop-up beyond short. Bordick can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gagne hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Gagne scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett bunts for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Puckett scores. Davis moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. Davis moves to third. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leo's is 0-for-1 in the game. Leo's hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Davis scores. Harper scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive for a triple. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bordick. Puckett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Eden's now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Laos hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Rich Gossage now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. McGuire moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McGuire moves to third. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vince Horsman now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Leos hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.